So a little bit about me. I grew up in New York City watching NASCAR and Indy races, but it wasn't because I wanted to. My brothers controlled the remote. So every time there was a race on, I sat and watched with them, hoping they would change the channel to Xena the Warrior Princess during commercial breaks. But all of that television was no preparation for the first race I was about to experience at the Charlotte Motor Speedway's dirt track. Okay, so this dirt track that we're looking at, and the one over there, which is...
That's NASCAR facility, and then you've got the drag strip off to your left. Essentially, we're sitting in the center of what's going on. When you got a track covered in dirt, you don't have a tendency to grab the traction that you would on asphalt. You're going to see these cars slinging to the corners, running 120, 130, and they're going to have a tendency to slide a lot more than what you'd see at the NASCAR circuit.
That's Charles Mayer, my tour guide for the evening. He's a 20-year-old sophomore majoring in public relations at UNC Charlotte. He's a big racing fan and has been drag racing since the age of 9. Here's what we're looking at. Mud. A lot of mud. The oval track is only about half a mile. I thought the track was supposed to be asphalt. I asked Charles what was up with all the dirt.
Originally, it started out mimicking how the moonshiners had to get away, because, you know, the nicks and crannies of the mountains and stuff, and moonshiners would essentially run away from the policemen back in the 1920s and 30s during Prohibition. And this is how NASCAR got its start.
In 1948, Bill France Sr. founded NASCAR in Daytona, and the next year, the first strictly stock car race was held on a dirt track in Charlotte. Charles explained the basics to me. When the flagman raises the green flag, the cars can go. Yellow means there's debris on the track and they should slow down. A white flag means they have one lap to go, and then there's the checkered flag that marks the end of the race. There were close to 100 drivers. Some just love dirt track racing, others are looking for their big break. But first, there's qualifying races, with lots of delays mixed in. What's going on now?
They just had a bad wreck over here somewhere.
We believe it's the 27 of James Clements over there, and we're glad you're okay and out of the car. How about giving him a big round of applause? That's not the way we ought to frame things up to get it going, and certainly sorry for his luck if it started off in the wrong direction for him this night.
And then there was another crash. And then another. The yellow caution flag was raised close to 20 times. I turned to Charles.
So if I were to draw a chart just to, like, imagine this visually. Okay, so there were some hot laps to get used to the field. Then there were qualifying runs to see who was the fastest in each class.
Right. Then they're going to do the race and stuff like that. They'll, you know, the hot laps is essentially kind of like a happy hour. They'll make final adjustments to do a qualifying run, then they'll run the race.
4 hours later, the heat races finally begin. These are basically more qualifiers to get into the night's feature race. By now,
I'm a little bored.
Do what?
I'm a little bored.
Yeah, I mean, right now is the most boring time of the stuff. But as far as the driver, I think the downtime is more critical for the drivers because it allows the engines to cool off, number one, which is critical. And number two, it just allows the driver to be more mentally prepared before the race.
I'm impressed with how well the drivers control their vehicles at those speeds and how safe the cars are. And I finally understand what the big deal is. This is much more exciting in person than watching it on TV. You can feel the intensity. But it was starting to look the same.
Okay, so I'm ready to go when you are.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be great. Leaving right now is going to be perfect timing. I mean, they're starting to run the heat races and stuff like that. So, I mean, the feature races won't come until late tonight.
Meyer had an 8 o'clock biology class the next morning, and I had work. We left before the feature races started. And we're glad we did. Rick Eckert and Brandon Overton were declared the winners of the two feature races 3 hours later, at midnight. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.